Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, I'll be introducing myself and the podcast, talking about recent BTS news, discussing the date January 3rd in BTS history, and talking about the song A Brand New Day from the BTS World soundtrack. Hi, I thought it'd be good for the first episode, and maybe a few after that, to give a brief introduction to myself and this podcast, since it's literally brand new. First, BTS. This is a BTS Army podcast, which means it's about the South Korean music group BTS. If you don't know who BTS are and have stumbled upon this podcast in a weird way, feel free to stick around, but you might end up slightly confused, so I'd also suggest a quick Google or Wikipedia rabbit hole before continuing. Second, myself. My name is Alex. If you can't tell by my voice, I'm Anglo-Canadian. This unfortunately means that any Korean names or words said on this podcast are going to be said with a heavy Canadian accent. And for that, I apologize. I know from learning other foreign languages that there's no avoiding it. No matter how hard I try, my accent remains. I became ARMY in 2019 and quickly decided to consume every bit of BTS content there was, multiple times. As you do. You could call it a particular brand of neurodivergence, or you could just call it a fun quirk, but for me, I like to have a project when I watch things, especially if I know I'm going to be watching something more than once. My go-to project for most television shows is to make a timeline of the show. And so the challenge with BTS became to see if I could pinpoint their activities day-to-day through official sources only. Information has to be from official sources, interviews, or the members themselves. No gossip rags or stalkers allowed. The result is that I have ended up with a BTS history document that is over 850 pages long and chronicles what the boys have done every day of their professional lives and also their personal lives if they officially shared that information with fans. This gets into our third introduction, this podcast. The existence of my BTS history document is what fuels the This Day in BTS History segment of this podcast, where I pick a date from the week that the podcast will be released, and I talk about what BTS were doing on that day in each year. The other thing that I love doing is discussing BTS's lyrics and music, because primarily the reason we're all here is because BTS is made up of seven amazing musicians and songwriters. So the format of this podcast will be to discuss both their history and their work. And with introductions done, let's get into the podcast. BTS News of the Week. Unlike other BTS news sources, this segment won't cover chart performance, numbers, or stats, mainly because I don't track those things myself. If you'd like to know the business end of how BTS songs are performing on the charts, I highly recommend finding trusted chart tracking Twitter or Blue Sky accounts or following the Bangtan News on TikTok, soon to be YouTube possibly, depending on how court cases go. Instead, this segment will be about what the BTS members have been actively doing in the past week. Due to the tragic Jeju Air disaster this past weekend, there was a week of mourning in Korea, so there's actually no current news this week. But because this is the first podcast, I can cheat a little. Instead of BTS news this week, I can do a highlight reel of the last month instead. December started off with the sad news that Lee's dog Yeontan had passed away. But as a parting gift, he features in the animated video for White Christmas, which is V's duet with the late Bing Crosby. Right People, Wrong Place, the documentary chronicling the creation of RM's album Right Place, Wrong Person, opened in theaters globally. And Team RM also released a music video featuring highlights from the documentary for the song Around the World in a Day, which is my personal favorite of the album. Jin surprised us with the opening of his company, Jinny's Lamp, in partnership with Chef Beck. He released locally sourced flavored gin. It is, of course, already sold out. Perhaps the biggest surprise of December was that JK discovered that he's allowed to do Weverse Lives while on vacation from his military posting. So we got the wonderful gift of Jungkook singing to us from his brand new karaoke room in his brand new house. The new karaoke room is in his basement level 2, so we shouldn't have to worry about the neighbors making noise complaints anymore either. JK's lives always feel like you're hanging out on a video call with your best friend, So I've missed them so much since he enlisted. It was so wonderful seeing him again, and it will definitely help me get through these remaining 5 months until he returns. J-Hope took a secretive trip to Japan to work on secret things, but he was back in time to do a Weverse Live with Jin for Christmas. They decorated mini Christmas trees and expressed their love by trying to steal each other's expensive jewelry. It was a good time filled with lots of laughter. We didn't hear directly from Jimin, but JK let us know that he and Jimin are both doing well in the military and have been singing together in the showers whenever they get a chance. No updates from Suga either, but that's expected as he took CU in 2025 very seriously. I'm sure he's working diligently in his current social work job. And that's your highlight reel for December news. This day in BTS history, January 3rd. January 3rd, 2013. It was pre-debut. RM releases the song Where You At on SoundCloud. It's a song about the anxiety that comes as one finishes high school and is unsure about which path to take. January 3rd, 2014. RM suggests on Twitter that everyone should reverse the digits of their age, making him 12 this year. He's actually only 19 by international age at this point. J-Hope films a log in which he hopes that 2014 is a busy year that they can perform well in. For those who may not know, before live streams were a thing, BTS used to often film diary-like log entries. Even after live streams became more common, the members would still sometimes film logs if they wanted to talk about something without the distraction of a live chat. These logs would often be released at a far later date than they were filmed, depending on their content. So the logs were titled by the date they were filmed rather than the date they were released. You can find all the old logs on Bangtan TV YouTube channel. If the team at Big Hit haven't had a chance to put subtitles on them yet, you can find subtitled versions on Bangtan Subs YouTube channel or on the website at bangtansubs.com. Jimin also films a log. He's officially an adult by Korean law, and he believes that he should therefore be acting cool instead of cute on stage. He also feels that there's a bigger gap of maturity than just 1 year between him and RM and J-Hope, so he believes he should try to be more mature. January 3rd, 2015. This day falls between a performance and a photo shoot. J-Hope tweets about the new year and eating rice cake soup. January 3rd, 2016. BTS has a fan sign in a performance on Inkigayo. RM is not in attendance because he injured his leg at the end of December and is still resting. Instead, he tweets distorted photos of them on the TV screen. Jimin also tweets a selfie video thanking ARMY for their attendance at the show. January 3rd, 2017. The sixth episode of V's drama Harang the Beautiful Nights airs. This show is sometimes referred to as the Flowery Nights in some subtitles, but it's a drama that V acted in 2016, and it aired starting in late 2016 into 2017. V met many of his current non-BTS friend group, nicknamed Wooga Squad, through the experience of acting on this drama. We'll talk about them a little bit later in this history overview. RM does a V-Live. For those who may not know, V-Live was the precursor to today's Weverse. V-Live was purchased by and integrated into Weverse a couple years ago, and you can still find the old V-Live videos on Weverse if you want to look up any of the ones I mention after this podcast. In RM's V-Live, he talks about his New Year's resolution being that he wants to become a better person. Before, he had been trying to be strong and fierce as a rat monster, but he now wants to let go of that and be more easygoing and softer. He talks about the hate that he received in most recent years, and how it caused him to contemplate the responsibility he has with his music. He is feeling good these days and thinks that his good mood has made him look more handsome, and he had a friend comment that he looks more comfortable in his body. He believes it's because he's accepted himself, instead of being concerned about what other people think. He's glad that the members are in good spirits too. Some of RM's friends have been having a hard time, and they have hopes for how they want to live, and RM wishes that those hopes could be treated as valid in a fair society. RM believes that we must always have hope in our hearts, and RM hopes that one day his friends' hopes for their lives will be treated as natural. January 3rd, 2018. BTS have practice, and then RM does another V-Live. In the live, RM tells us about how he spent New Year's and also talks about his recent collaboration with Fall Out Boy with the song Champion, and how it came about after Fall Out Boy saw his collaboration with Wale for the song Change. RM recently cried while watching the movie The Greatest Showman. He's heard all J-Hope's upcoming mixtape already as well. He reminisces about J-Hope, citing three strong memories of him. RM is super impressed with J-Hope's growth over the years. RM ends the live with a reminder to not make fun of people's New Year's resolutions and support them, regardless of how well you think they'll do in keeping them. After the live, RM tweets his recommendation for listening to This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. January 3rd, 2019. BTS has a little time off after New Year's, and Jungkook is able to travel to Jeju with his family. January 3rd, 2020. BTS are very busy getting ready for their Map of the Soul 7 comeback and the Golden Disc Awards that are in 2 days. It also might be around this time that they do the big hit family photo shoot, which you can find the behind episode of on the HYBE Labels channel on YouTube. It's called Behind the Scenes of Big Hits Group Photo. The only thing I know for sure about this day is that V tweets that he needs to go to sleep. January 3rd, 2021. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing on the 3rd, but around this time they're working on filming the music video for Film Out and their upcoming Japanese release of BTS The Best, as well as filming content for their Japanese fan club, and a commercial for Smart Communications, which I have marked down as being a Filipino project. January 3rd, 2022. J-Hope and V are very active on their month-old Instagram accounts. It's also on this day that V calls HYBE and asks, on very short notice, if he can film a version of In the Soup with his Wooga Squad friends. Meanwhile, Suga ends his quarantine after contracting COVID in December. He posts on Weverse to celebrate. RM posts that his own COVID quarantine is also about to end. Both Jin and RM post on Weverse and Instagram, respectively, about their artist-made merch line. Jin apologizes that the materials ended up being more expensive than he would have liked, and RM does a poll about what he should have named his wind chime, and then is sad that he can't change the name to the result of the poll. January 3rd, 2023. Jin is still in basic training. RM posts about a photography and an art exhibit that he went to. He also posts about Sexy Nukem being named the number one collab of 2022 by Genius Korea. Run PTS special episode Next Top Genius Part 1 airs. You can find Run PTS on either Weverse or YouTube. January 3rd, 2024. With all members enlisted, it's a quiet time, but episodes 5 and 6 of the documentary series BTS Monuments Beyond the Star are released on Disney+. And that concludes the overview of January 3rd in BTS history. I just think it's really neat, the way I've set up the segment, to see a snapshot of where they were each year and just how quickly things escalated from the very early days to now. In future episodes, I might do something slightly different where I pick a particularly important event that happened on that day in 1 year and talk solely about that in more detail. I haven't necessarily decided how I'm going to split it up and negotiate that going forward. But if you want to have your say, if you want to discuss anything about the format or you have suggestions, I'll have my contact information at the end of the podcast and please feel free to reach out. Thanks. Song discussion. Brand New Day featuring Zara Larsson from BTS World Soundtrack. Before I decided to do this podcast, I recorded a test episode for Just My Friends. In that episode, I used a random number generator to select a song to discuss. The result was A Brand New Day. One of my friends pointed out that it would actually be a great name for my podcast, given my theme of discussing a day in the history of BTS. I debated keeping the inspiration for the podcast name a secret and randomly selecting a different song for my first episode, but ultimately decided that I should keep it as my first episode's song. So today we're discussing A Brand New Day featuring Zara Larsson, which is a unit song with J-Hope and V. The only downside of modern, not the only downside, But one of the downsides of modern copyright laws and copyright scanning bots is that I can't play you the song in the podcast. So I suggest you pause here and go listen, or use this section of the podcast as an introduction to the song and listen to it directly after on your preferred streaming service. Released on June 28th, 2019, BTS World Original Soundtrack is an album that features four new tracks by BTS, plus instrumental theme music from the mobile game BTS World. The game allows the player to act as a BTS manager, in which you begin in 2012, getting them ready for debut in 2013. It follows the BTS members through possible alternate versions of their lives as well, through cutscenes that feature the BTS members themselves acting. The soundtrack sticks to the theme of the game, following your dreams, feeling the hands of fate guiding your life, and working hard. The second season of the mobile game was just released recently, so I think it's also kind of appropriate that we discuss one of the songs from the soundtrack. Brand New Day is a unit song of J-Hope and V, with Zara Larsson as the feature. The song was written by J-Hope, Zara Larsson, Mura Masa, Scott Quinn, Max Wolfgang, and Yoon Guitar. Interesting to note, for those of us who are traditional instrument enthusiasts, the song features a traditional Korean bamboo flute called a daegeum. The song is described on Wikipedia as electronic hip-hop. Personally, I would describe it as a fun beachy vibe. I'm not a music producer, but the percussion sounds like one of those really awesome tonal steel drums that I associate with warm tropical places. For those who don't know her, Zara Larsson is a Swedish singer-songwriter. She was born in 1997, just like Jungkook. While she won a talent show as a younger child, her official debut album was released in early 2013, making her technically an industry peer with BTS. The lyrics for A Brand New Day are very much in keeping with the theme of dreams and following them, despite fear and uncertainty. For song translations, I like to go to multiple sources. This song wasn't on Dulcet Bangtan, but I found it on Bangtan Subs and also on Genius. I like to pick out key lyrics of songs that I feel sum up the message. For this one, I chose, "Will I be able to overcome all the fears and panic?" Panic was the word Bangtan Subs used, while on Genius, the word is translated as dread. Papago says it's something similar to scary. Let's marry all those and call it anxiety. Panic mixed with scary dread. Definitely sounds like anxiety about the future to me. The song is about having your dreams burning inside of you, being able to picture what you want, a new world, and moving towards it, to show the world just who I can be. Another lyric I love from the song is, "Head up in the sunlight, baby," which to me is really how this song sounds. True to J-Hope, it's about staying hopeful, overcoming fear, and believing in yourself and reaching the brand new day. Much like the news section of the podcast, I ordinarily wouldn't be discussing song achievements or numbers. The song discussion is more about the music, lyrics, and performances, rather than how the song did on the charts. However, I'll make an exception for this fact, which my friend told me after listening to my test episode. A Brand New Day was selected by NASA, along with BTS's Japanese song, Lights, for their Moon Tunes playlist, which will be used for the next manned mission to the moon. NASA thought that the classic, catchy beat of A Brand New Day would be perfect for the crew's wake-up songs. And that brings us to the end of the very first episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss the episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for future discussion in the future, that's when the future happens, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks so much. Again, this is the first episode, so it's still sort of being workshopped. I did read from a script this whole time, which made me say less ums, but also I'm worried it makes me sound like a robot. I am a person, and I'd love your input into the podcast, what you think, and any suggestions you have, or any discussion you want to have about the song. I can always do a segment in future episodes where I revisit past songs and discuss them more. So yes, please reach out. Please visit me on my socials. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Alex and a brand new day with BTS.